I can't decide if I should go to see 50 Shades of Grey. Everyone's talking about it. If I go, I can't go alone. I'll look like a freak. Or can I go alone? Walk into a dark theater, holding popcorn, watching a movie like that, alone? No, it's out of the question. Well, what about going with someone? Who could I take? Who could I ask? I don't know anyone. Unless I go with coworkers. Now that can open up a can of worms. Will the theater let me bring my dog? You know, I really have to get one of those service dog vests for Pumpernickel. Yeah, I gave her a middle name. Regina. Pumpernickel Regina Spiegel. I'd put it on the vest. Of course, I could go to the theater in disguise. Nobody will recognize me in a wig. What if I see the movie and... what if I'm, well, intrigued? What if I change? What if I suddenly want to go to a hardware store to buy duct tape and rope? All right, I'm freaking myself out. Between 50 Shades of Grey and Bruce Jenner, my head is spinning. I still can't believe Bruce Jenner is transitioning. It's shocking. What if I go to a hardware store, buy rope, buy duct tape and light bulbs, and then do the Bruce Jenner thing? What if it's out of control? You heard what Vice President Biden said, right?
And Neil Smith, an old butt buddy, are you here, Neil?
Oh my goodness, they got to the Vice President. There's no way I'm going to see 50 Shades of Grey. I'm Josh Spiegel for Maryland's News Now.